This is Morning Edition on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Welcome to Monday. I'm Emily Fox. Washington State delegates are in Philadelphia this week for the Democratic National Convention, and they're split into two camps. Nearly three quarters of our state's delegates are Bernie Sanders supporters, and the rest back Hillary Clinton. KUOW's David Hyde went on a cruise with them last night on the Delaware River, and he joins me now from the streets of Philadelphia. Good morning, David.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. So I hear you went on a cruise last night with the delegates. How was that?
Pretty luxurious ship. There were three bars, two dance floors, and of course that meant dancing. But they didn't come to Philly all the way here just to dance. Some people are getting to know one another for the first time. And there's a lot of strategizing going on, too.
And I understand that three quarters of our state's delegates are still Bernie Sanders supporters. The rest are backing Hillary Clinton. How are those two sides getting along?
You know, I think there's a lot of love, but there are some tensions, too. The Sanders folks aren't entirely happy. Last week, we had those leaked emails. This was WikiLeaks. And they proved to the Sanders people what they've been saying all along, which is that the Democratic National Committee is biased against their candidate, Bernie Sanders. After that, the head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, announced that she's resigning. But one Bernie Sanders delegate from Washington State told me last night that that's really just a band-aid. The other issue here is the vice presidential pick. The Sanders folks I spoke with last night are not happy with Tim Kaine. Charles Adkins is vice chair of the Washington State High School Democrats.
I'm very disappointed by his votes. His record is rather lackluster. I don't feel that he's a progressive fighter. And not just that, but we have plenty of other opportunities for building diversity within the party rather than an old white guy.
What the Bernie folks are saying is they want to push the party and push the country in a more progressive direction. So it's really nothing personal against Tim Kaine. It's that he's a moderate, and so that's a disappointment.
And what are Hillary folks saying?
Jermaine Cornegay of Cedro Woolley was there. She's a Hillary delegate. And she had a really different take on how much Hillary Clinton has done to try and work with Bernie Sanders and his supporters.
I see her compromising. I do. But I don't think that it's ever going to be enough. I really don't. And right now we need to look at this bigger picture.
Which is what?
Trump. Trump appointing Supreme Court justices.
And I understand Governor Jay Inslee was in Philly last night. Did he have anything to say about the divide we're seeing?
Yeah, Jay Inslee was on the cruise ship, and he made a point with a reference to the name of the boat itself, which was the Spirit of Philadelphia.
And I think when you think about the Spirit of Philadelphia, I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, we're going to hang together or we're going to hang separately.
Yep.
In the next 4 days, let's make darn sure that we hang together and defeat Donald Trump.
So, David, you're on the streets of Philly right now. Have you seen any protests out there yet?
I haven't been over to the protests. I had to get my security credentials yesterday, but as I understand it, around 1,000 people were marching against Hillary Clinton. That's more than I saw all week at the Republican convention in Cleveland, where Donald Trump was being nominated. Many of these folks are Sanders supporters. Some are here from Washington State, and we plan to bring you some of their voices later today.
And what should we expect at the convention today?
Bernie Sanders is speaking tonight at the convention, and unlike Ted Cruz, of course, he's backing his party's nominee. So one of his jobs here is going to be to try to unite these Democrats, but to also keep the pressure on for the things that he believes in. And First Lady Michelle Obama is also going to be speaking tonight, so it's a really big night.